everyone. Welcome back to our podcast series, Strategies for the Modern Merger. I'm your host, Michael Amon, Director of Channels and Alliances here at Jitterbit. Jeremy and Connor, it's great to have you both back on to continue the conversation around M&A value creation goals and delivering against the investment thesis. And for folks just tuning into the series, I recommend checking out our previous episode on part one of accelerating M&A value creation. So Jeremy and Connor, now, it's evident that many types of integrations are at play when you combine two companies together, from systems and processes to people and culture. So what are the biggest benefits and value adds that a successful integration provides, and how can you accelerate time to value? Connor, let's start with you.
Yeah, absolutely, Michael. Yeah, every deal starts with what's called the investment thesis, and we mentioned that before, the deal thesis. It's effectively the model behind the why of the transaction activity itself. It could be areas like economies of scale, purchasing power that lead to margin expansion, territory growth, new channel expansion, et cetera. But all reasons ultimately tie back to some form of value creation that delivers financial results. You know, we had mentioned before around how CFOs are in a unique position because they're ultimately become the ones responsible for not only understanding the investment thesis, but collaborating across multiple different groups within an organization to understand their initiatives and attain the investment thesis and the KPIs that they're going to use to track those initiatives. Now, those conversations around how are we going to generate value and what KPIs do we need to monitor is happening very early, if not during the due diligence process, then quickly following in that sign to close period. And while the conversations are happening early, where some organizations start to stumble a little bit, it's not so much in the where are we going to generate value, but more what KPIs do we need, where do they exist, and how do we get visibility quickly? And that's where our team really comes in and helps facilitate a lot of that full scope conversation to develop a strategy. And IPass is very often a fast way of delivering the how do we get that visibility quickly. Where IPass solutions really help accelerate that speed to value is because once those KPIs are identified, the secondary step is to isolate where those sit within your enterprise architecture and then going and getting them and bringing them together and visualizing them. Because ultimately, you can't measure what you can't see. And often these KPIs are sitting in disparate types of applications. Some may be in CRM, some may be your ERPs. And even more frequently, they're sitting across the same type of application. You have four different ERPs, one's Oracle, one's SAP, one's Infor. They're all in their same, they're all in their own instance, but it's the same data that we need from all of them. And where IPass offers you very fast visibility is into those critical metrics, because day one of close, your sponsor is going to start asking how we're tracking against that investment thesis. Now, the other unique area that a CFO sits, again, we had talked about, it's not only shepherding that value realization tracking across all groups, but it's needing to look introspectively at their own F&A processes to extract value. So I'll give a really quick example about where we've seen this in practice. We're advising on a highly acquisitive specialty healthcare consolidator who had their own bespoke procurement system where they were generating POs, another application where they were doing invoice ingestion, and another application where they were doing disbursements, and none of them were talking together. So this fragmented approach to their application architecture caused them to, unfortunately, not really do anything when it came to matching of payments. And so they wanted to pay invoices as soon as they came across the desk out of fear of disrupting their vendors. And so where our team came in is really help them understand where their current state pain points are and how to develop that ultimate future state design. But then also, what is the intermediary design that we can start driving value immediately? And that's where we were found within an IPass solution. We could put that in to start centralizing all that information within a couple of weeks. And finance can start taking back control of their spend because we put an IPass solution in and started to bring the data together. So ultimately, this led to immediate bottom line savings and improved cash flow while also building that operational process muscle that is going to be required when we put that long-term solution in place. So ultimately, IPass solutions really help accelerate the speed to value by jumpstarting that data visibility.
Jeremy, would you like to add anything based off what Connor has just said?
You know, I think Connor was spot on. I think first and foremost, right, your shareholders or your board are going to start asking questions pretty quick. The excitement of the actual M&A activity wears off after about the first week, and the questions start coming pretty quickly to the CFO and the rest of the executive team is, how's everything looking from the business? And is it starting to line up to the hypothesis that we developed as part of the integration strategy? Yeah, I think from an operator perspective, being able to support the CFO and being able to support the business from an integration perspective is really critical. And having the ability to tie those respective systems together quickly via an IPaaS solution has been a fundamental help to getting that value and that time to value for the business, and being able to either connect some disparate systems so you get visibility very quickly, or understand where you need to keep things tacked up for a period of time, to Connor's point, while you work on a longer term approach to your operating environment. Recently, from a Jitterbit perspective, you know, we acquired an entity in Latin America. And when you acquire an entity in a different country, there are things that you have to be aware of, right? But one of the things that we were able to do is be able to tie some of those systems together while allowing us to operate somewhat independently down there for all of the right financial rules. But it gave us the visibility of the business really quickly. And that helps be able to address those questions that come on as, how is the business doing? And how is everything tracking towards the metrics that you defined as part of your diligence and close process?
Awesome. Thank you for that, Jeremy. So it's been really great to hear examples from two individuals like yourselves who have been through many M&A events. You know, so from our conversation thus far, one key takeaway that stands out is the critical role of integrations in accelerating time to value. Integrations must be considered early, even as early as the due diligence process, to make M&A work effectively. Unfortunately, today, many organizations tend to focus on integrations only after a deal has been closed, which can be detrimental to value creation down the road. Jeremy and Connor, before we conclude today, do you have any final thoughts or tips you'd like to share with our listeners?
Yeah, I think one piece, right? We talk about how IPaaS accelerates that speed to value by jumpstarting data visibility. But the other piece of where we've seen it be a really good tool in a toolkit is actually de-risking future technology transformation needs. For example, if you're going to be consolidating multiple ERPs in the future, gaining early access to the quality of data that exists in each one of those systems can help you get ahead of the challenges that you're going to face on the implementation itself. 7 out of 10 system implementations fail to meet their initial planned go live date due to challenges with data. So the sooner that you can gain access to what different customer or product structures look like, the earlier you can architect the right design and de-risk the future implementation. So as it comes to creating immediate and long-term value within the M&A lifecycle, I think IPaaS solutions have proven their ability to be a critical enabler of both.
Yeah, and I would second that. And additionally, you know, having a partner like West Monroe help guiding you through a lot of that activity and being able to provide some extra arms and some legs, and more importantly, some brain power as it pertains to how do you want to set up your environment? How do you want to make sure that you're looking at the right data and the right data architecture is there to support the scale of the business and ultimately drive the growth that you're looking for from the acquisition activity?
All great points, Connor and Jeremy. I want to thank you for sharing your insights and experience with us today. For our listeners, we hope you've gained valuable insights on how to be successful with your M&A endeavors. Thank you for tuning in, and we'll see you next time.